Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Ex-Virgin, and I'm your host, Carter Cruz, here to explore the world of sex and relationships in a unique way. I promise to make you laugh and share all the best tips. Headphones in, because this is about to get wild. This episode is sponsored by Woo More Play.
Well, welcome to Ex-Virgin.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, this is my friend Bonnie Darko, who is an amazing singer, songwriter, artist extraordinaire.
Thank you.
And let's see, I saw you first when you opened for Royal and the Serpent at that one show.
Oh,
when
my
you were
God.
Still going by Chazzy.
Yo, that's before she popped the fuck off. That is right before it. And that song,
that was her first ever show.
Yes. And that song that she was doing, it was like, it's like, I'll make it in 2020 or yes. something.
Yes, yes.
And then she went viral.
Well, it was crazy because the pandemic happened. And because I remember being at that show and there was like, what, 30 people there?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this girl's a fucking star.
Yes.
Like she's going to be massive. And
yes.
I was like, this is amazing that I'm getting to watch this because I know this girl's going to be huge. And there's like, she's just starting right now. But then the pandemic happened, which kind of like stopped everybody. Like a lot of people whose like careers were going up, like mm-hmm. crashed. But she really made the most of the pandemic and was just going viral during the pandemic.
Off.
And I was like, when she said 2020 was her year,
yo, she wasn't lying.
I kind of like, for me, I thought 2020 was my year because like 2019 was like, I'd been like busting my ass for years.
Yeah.
And I finally felt like I was like at a place where I was like, okay, like we're like on the verge of having like, it's like I have comfortability. I have like, you know, like some kind of sustainability here. So I was like, this next year is like, and then the pandemic happened, which for me was horrific.
Yeah.
But so it was really awesome to see her do that. But I remember I looked you up because I saw your opening, and before I go see anybody, like to go like listen to their music if I don't know. And I was like, and I honestly today, even in the car, I was like, ooh, I haven't listened to like the old Chazzy music.
Oh my God, it's so funny. And then you tagged the song and I was like, damn, I haven't heard that in a minute.
Yeah. Floating was my like, that was the one that
Floating
you had out at the time.
Floating.
Yeah.
What happened was I went fully fucking berserk during COVID, and I started writing all these songs that I just wish that I could say, like I was just like created this whole persona and this whole like artistry that I wanted to do, which was really fucking filthy
right.
and honest. And, you know, it was like Chazzy couldn't talk about eating ass, but Bonnie can.
Right, right.
You know, and I love
yeah,
that.
I feel like Chazzy, it was like you go walk into like a bar and there'd be some girl, it'd be
yeah.
you singing on stage and you'd be like, man, this is like vibes. It was like,
it's vibey.
It was
chill.
Completely different vibe.
I think that there'll be a crossover eventually of like where like the alt, what I call it, the slut alt, okay, yeah. Which is the Bonnie is all encompassed in slut alt music.
Yes,
which there's some subgenres which I call whore metal, pussy pop, folk fuck. Okay,
wait, I love these. Okay, because wait, what do you call it? Slut alt. Who, like, what artists would you consider in there?
What do you consider in slut alt?
Like Kim Petras is like pussy
Kim
pop.
Kim Petras is pussy pop.
Pussy pop, for sure. Yeah.
She's
okay.
Also a little slut alt.
Yeah.
Like when she came out with the, yeah, what is it? What's slut pop? Slut pop.
Yeah, slut. Yeah, the song's literally called that. Yeah.
Which, like, for years I've been calling it slut alt. So sorry.
Yeah. But she is a cross between the pussy pop and the
she
slut
is
alt.
Like, I'm the throat goat. Like, come on. She fucking nailed it.
That song, Treat Me Like a Slut, Dirty Bitch. You know, I like to fuck.
Treat Me Like a Slut.
I love, like, throwing that into a DJ set and people are just like,
it's fucking
what?
Incredible. And, like, who doesn't? I don't know. Like, if you're my friend, I think it qualifies that you have to know all of slut pop.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kim Petras, Peaches did it way before anybody.
OG. Oh my God.
You
know,
like,
hearing, like, when was Peaches? Like, I must have been like 12 or something.
No,
I don't know.
For real, because we all grew up on Jackass. Oh,
yes.
It's Jackass, though. I think of Peaches as Jackass because that was like a huge thing for me growing up. Was like,
really?
Oh my God, yeah. Like Bam Margera and all, like,
yes,
that whole Jackass crew. Like, I watched that as kids. And like all the kids in my like grade school, all the boys in my grade school, like, made videos that were like Jackass. So we were just like all just a bunch of fucking idiots, you know, just like trying to recreate Jackass. And we just thought the boys were like so cool. Like,
oh, yeah.
Running
Johnny
into cars
Knoxville,
into fucking,
like,
bushes and shit. And like skateboarding off their mom's fucking, you know, roof. It's, oh my God. Peaches reminds me of Jackass. I didn't even think about, is Peaches in Mean Girls?
Yeah, it's in that, you know that, what scene is it? Maybe I'm getting confused, the Miss Elliott song, but I think it's that scene where, like, you know when she cuts the things in her tits?
Oh, yeah, and it's
and then
ding.
She just, like, ding. I think that's a Peaches song. I think it is.
Or is it Missy?
It might be Missy or Peaches, but I think there is a scene that Peaches is in there. But what's the main Peaches song? I've been used to everyone.
Sucking on my titties, yeah. Like you wanted me, calling me.
Yeah, I've been throwing that in some sets recently.
But then I want, yo, okay, wait. Thought.
Right.
Peaches, sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me. Treat me like a slut. Little dirty bitch, I love to fuck.
Oh my God! Mash up. Yeah. Oh my God, wait, I like love mashups.
Wait, please. I'm like, I know you.
I'm like a nerd for them.
Fuck,
I mean,
with
that,
the mashup. That,
I love them so much. It's like this, like, cheesy. Because, I mean, I don't know if you remember, I don't know how much younger you are than me, but like.
No, I think we're same age without telling our age.
Yeah, without telling
on the podcast.
Even though, like, people can look it up and, like,
well,
you
they
know,
can
Wikipedia.
Look it up. That's
but also,
fine.
Don't trust everything
my
you see on
profile
Wikipedia.
My profile is outing me fucking hard.
I have a Wikipedia page, but like also like Wikipedia, you can't believe everything you see because my Wikipedia page did say for a while that I had a child.
Oh.
So, which I definitely do not.
Yeah,
so,
no. Only a kitty, right?
Yeah.
Like a cute kitty.
Yeah, I have like a fur baby.
Yeah.
I think that's as far as we'll get.
That's fine.
I don't know.
That is good enough.
I did get really deeply in my feels on a podcast a few weeks ago and I was like, I don't know, like maybe I want to have kids. And I was like, I don't know. I was really hungover and I think I was getting sick. And then I was like, the next day, I was like, that was weird. I got really.
I just went home to see my nephew for his first birthday. And I'm like watching him and whatnot. And I'm like, I love you so much. But like the best part about it is that you don't have to like go. You don't have the whole thing.
You don't have to stay.
I don't have to stay.
Yeah.
And I realized
that's
I was
how
like,
I feel about like one night stands too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the beauty of a one night stand, like I took all those one night stands for granted. Somebody asked me the other day, oh, while I'm at a family party. OK, so I'm home everyone is very different from me. You know, it's very Southern Midwest. So they think I'm fucking crazy. Originally, Peru, Illinois.
Oh, ooh.
Graduated with a class of 65 people.
Oh my God.
Cornfields. Flags. You feel me? Like, yeah. Not the fucking vibes. Yeah. Not my vibes. Okay. So I go home and like they're sitting there and I have this tattoo of 41 and everyone's like, what's 41? What's 41? And I'm like, it's like my number, man. And they were like, oh, it's not your number. And I was like, nah, you can put a one in front of that. Like, and they were like, some girl's boyfriend was like, oh, and I was like, oh, so not so progressive. Eh? Like, he was like, I love your music. And then once I said that, I could see his face, like, and I was like, oh, so not so progressive. Okay.
Well, I think it's honestly, so a lot of times I think like they'd probably be, a guy would be shook by it because they're like, they can't even comprehend fucking that many people.
They can't comprehend it.
And like, it is like easier for women, I guess.
I lied for so long, like, about my, like, you know, I'd be like, if a boyfriend would ask, right. I'd be like, oh, I don't know, like 30. And I'm thinking like, oh.
Do you even know?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Do you even know?
No.
No. No fucking way.
I could probably get pretty close if I sat down for like a good 30 minutes and really tallied. But like, honestly, I would
have to rack in some blackouts. You feel me? Yeah, like, yeah. I would really have to like, ooh, really dig in there. And part of it's like, do I really fucking want to know?
No. My friend and I were talking about the other last week I had her on the pod and we were talking about how we almost like, the only reason we kind of want to tally it is more because we're proud of it. You know?
It's yeah.
I just want to know.
I did a lot of exploration. You know? Like, yeah. And okay, thinking about it now, like, okay, yes, but you have a very different, like, you're like, I used it. You know what I mean? Like, it was my disco stick and I fucking vibe. And I more am like, oh, God, like, I always think about the fact that, like, any person, any guy, except for, like, one fucking guy, any guy that I've ever had sex with and I came, no, I fucking didn't.
Wait, really?
I know, because swear to God.
Screenshotted this thing that you DM'd me. You said, if casual sex meant I'm coming for my life, then yes, I'd be so refreshed. But to be honest, these motherfuckers just don't know how to do it. You're like, it's totally true. Down with casual sex. I just like don't actually get off to
it's
it.
It's true. Like I feel like I really do vibe now, especially that we're mature women. Like, I feel like I really vibe with like the whole intimacy package.
Right.
And that makes me like feel way more comfortable to like use it, you know? But the only time I've really come while riding, while riding a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. The only time I've come while really riding a dick is like with a boyfriend that I was really into. But any time I've ever had sex with someone, just like sex, I'm not talking about like, you can go down on me, I'll come, like, yeah, no yeah. problem. Vibrators, great. I'm in, I'm coming. But the only time I've had sex, just dick, and came was with one guy.
Really?
One.
So you're probably more of an external person.
Yeah, like maybe, you know, my pussy needs a little bit more zhuzh, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, and that's cool. Women are so, we're
and
so
maybe
mental.
Just my mind. You know what I mean? Like, I need to be like a little bit connected. But I also was there for, you know, just like, let me get out some fucking aggression and grab your hair and fuck the shit out of you. And I was into that, you know?
Sometimes you don't need to come.
You don't need to come. Yeah. You just gotta let it out.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to, like, I don't know, like, I like to use it as, like, a dissociation kind of tool, which, ooh. I don't know, I guess, like, some, like, therapist might tell me is, like, unhealthy.
You should take that up with your therapist.
But it's, like, it's one of those things, it just gets me so out of my head.
Yeah.
You know, so if I'm, it's not like I dissociate every time I have sex. I just think that like sometimes like maybe I'm like stressed about a lot of things, like a lot of shit going on. And it's just like going and have and just like it's just like, you know, maybe like an hour long period. I mean, like hopefully you're not fucking the whole hour, but you know, like just the from the process,
hopefully
like
not.
Start to finish.
Exhausting. Yeah. Give me a good 20 minutes.
Right, no, I was trying to tell a bunch of like younger like guys recently, like I was like, you know.
Do it already.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. I was trying to tell them.
I'm faking orgasms just so you fucking come.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. No, that's what I was trying to tell them because they're all like.
Enough.
They're all probably like young 20s. So, ugh. And they're like, they're just having boy talk and stuff. And they're like, oh, yeah, like, you know, just like kind of giving, they were just talking shit to each other, like, how long can you go type thing. And I was like,
please don't.
And I was like, please don't do that. Like, yeah. No one wants that.
Absolutely not.
Unless, like, I don't know, I'm like on drugs or something.
Oh, yeah. Like, if there's some ecstasy involved, let's fuck.
But like normally, dude, if it's like past 15 minutes, I'm
no,
like,
yeah,
let's
like
go.
There's no, yeah, it's not, what is, it's not, not a race.
Yeah.
It's not a race.
Like, you don't
it's
need,
not a marathon. That's yeah. what I mean to say. Yeah.
Well, also, it's like I'd rather just do it more often and less time. You
I
know?
Love that idea.
You know?
3 times a day. 5 minutes each.
Yes.
Just a quick fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if we're going like, if we go like 45 minutes, like, I'm honestly going to probably get kind of sore.
Sore, dried up over it. I'm fully dissociated. You know what I mean? Like I'm out of it. Like I'm thinking about like
not in
how
a good
I have
way.
To water the plants. Yeah. At 25, I'm thinking about the plants. At 45, I'm like, there's shit I gotta do today.
Like, you know? Like, bro, like, what do you think? Like, I just have like 45 minutes a day to be doing
this? There's not enough time in the day.
I mean, I barely have time to do my fucking skincare, and I care about
no,
that.
I
honestly
can't.
Kind of more than coming.
No. There's a lot. You know, I think as you like, you care a lot more about other things than coming as you get older.
Yeah, right. Well, also, you
also,
know, you...
sex was so fun when you're young and you're just like, oh, let's fuck, you know? But now I'm like, let me, can I just get somebody who gives a shit?
Right.
You know?
No, I feel like... that because I had that experience like coming out of the adult industry, like being like, you're so oversexed. And suddenly you're just like, man, I just like, I had never really like cared about that so much. I mean, like, of course, like I had like good relationships and stuff like that. But I mean, it was just like a time where you just go, man, I just want someone who wants to like hang out with me.
Literally. Like,
after. And it's not something I had ever really cared about. But then suddenly when you're just having so much sex, you're like, all right, I get it. Like, I'm pleased on that like side
yeah.
of my life. And suddenly you want more.
Yeah, I want somebody who wants to hang out with me and doesn't call me a fucking bitch when I ask to, like, do the dishes.
Yeah.
Or when I'm, like, slightly moody because I have a lot of hormones going on. Like,
has someone called you a bitch for asking them to do the dishes?
Oh, like I said, as I arrived here, I said I have an ex-boyfriend who is the inconvenience of my fucking life. And I stay true to that. Yes, he's the most awful person I've ever met. And I'm so glad we're done. But he's like slowly but surely like moving shit out of my house right now.
Oh, wait. And, so how long ago did you guys like end it?
Well, shit. Maybe like May-ish, June-ish. It's been like, bro, get your shit. Like, go, you know? And
dude, May, June-ish.
She's okay. Still getting shit out of my house. No, maybe, okay, maybe July-ish then, because it doesn't feel like it's been that long. How, what day is it?
Regardless.
Is it August 31st?
If it was more than 2 weeks ago, it's too long.
It's too long. I've been so kind. But you know how, like, you can't, like, fight with crazy people?
Yeah.
And so that's what I've kind of realized. I'm like, I just want to keep the peace and, like, casually get you the fuck out of my life, because I don't want, like, I don't want any more drama.
Right,
you feel
right.
me? And I don't want to like fight with a fucking crazy person.
Have I met him?
No, I never brought him around.
Really?
Red flag.
Yeah.
He never met barely
How
any
long did
of
you guys
my friends.
Date?
About a year and a half.
So he's coming to your house today.
He's that's who I got to buzz
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you got to buzz in. To
I
got to
buzz
of...
him in to
and
get his
fucking
TV.
And you're just letting him go into your house when you're
well,
out
yeah,
there?
Well, yeah, I had him like watch the cats when I was in Chicago. You know what I mean? It's like whatever.
Yeah.
Again, I just don't want to argue with the crazy. It's like, okay, you want to watch my cats for free and they'll have somebody who loves them? Like, fine. I wish he gave me the same love that he gives the fucking cats. But like, you're like,
at least I know you'll take care of the cats.
Yeah, he'll take care
of the cats.
It's
like something you can depend on him for. Wait, that's so what was the final red flag that just like made you go, okay, like it's gonna be done?
Well, that's getting really dark and deep, if I'm honest. It was bad. It was really bad it was really abusive.
From him?
Yeah. It got really fucking bad. And there were like so many things that kept adding up. And then there was one, you know, because this is like a lot. So like there was one big breaking moment. And I just, you know, that was it. That was like the one thing that was like, scared me so much that I was like, I cannot fucking do this. I also can't repeat trauma. I can't keep, you know what I mean? It was like final boss moment. I met Bowser. I was like defeated. And now I'm like, I only want pussy.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
I am veto dicks for a good time.
Do you think that like, because I always realize like anytime of like the reason I've usually broken up with guys, I mean, a lot of my breakups have come mainly just because I was like ready to move on to something different in my life.
Yeah.
But the things that like bother me about guys most later on in relationships are things that were probably things I noticed like day one.
Day one.
And you always go, but it's crazy because like, and I don't think that you should necessarily like veto people just because like of something, because sometimes everyone has weird habits. Like I have my own weird psychosis.
Everyone's got their shit. Everyone's got their trauma. It's true, but you're right. It starts from the very second.
You
and
see
like,
it.
Yeah. You have like, it's that icky, like weird feeling in your gut. You're like, you get that gut feeling and you just push it aside because women all have that gut feeling.
Yeah,
we
know.
You fucking know when you're fucking up. Quit ignoring your gut feelings.
Yes.
Quit ignoring your gut feelings.
Trust your gut.
Trust your gut.
My girlfriend gave me a little pep talk about that the other day. And I was like, I'm doing what's right for me right now. And then she was like, yes, like trust your gut. And I'm like, you're right. Like I do trust it, but it's so nice to like hear your friend just like remind you of that. Like something you already kind of know.
You know when it's icky. You know when it's gross. There were things so early on. And because I'm such a like, which I wish I was more like this for my career. But when it comes to something I want, as in dating, I want it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to lock you down. Again, the blowjob manipulation that we also talked about in our, you know, text. It's like, I will suck a dick till I'm blue in the face because I will give you the best blowjob of your life because I know you're never going to forget about me. You're going to want to wife me. That's it. Like I know what I have to do. Okay. I'm locking it the fuck down. If I want it, I'm locking it down. Okay. And so I think past my gut feelings, it was like this, I had to have it. I just ignored all of it and was like, but I want him to be mine.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was like, there were so many things that I should have been like, ugh.
I feel like that's like a very man mindset. I mean, I can relate, you know? But yeah. I feel like, which is kind of fucked me if you fucked all of us. Because I feel like, you know, it's like, you know, guys will do that. They're just like, I don't like care if like she's absolutely not the right person for me. I just like want to possess her. And like sometimes I feel that way about men too. Like one of the first guys I ever dated, yeah, this is like high school.
Mm-hmm.
But so I remember this guy moved to my hometown and he was from California. And so he was way taller than a lot of guys in my grade. He was honestly like, I mean, we're all like 14. No one was hot. he was tall and tan and had that kind of like surfer boy Cali look. Like he didn't look like he was from like the southern suburbs.
Yeah,
so like
fair.
You know, he definitely like, and he was the new guy. And we didn't have too many of those people, like new kids that come into
new
the
kids.
School.
Oh yeah.
And I remember it was at like a school dance and everyone's like, oh God, I don't even remember his name. It's so funny. But like everyone was like, every girl was obsessed with him. And I just got competitive. And I'm
that's
like,
exactly
I
what
wanted
it is.
Him not because I was even that obsessed with him, but just because.
Just wanted him because.
Because everybody else did.
Yeah.
And I mean, and he was the new cool thing. And so I like, I just like, you know, I was probably like drunk at a school dance because like that's what you did back then. And I were like we've like flirted and stuff. And then like, I don't know, I like kind of locked it down. But like, I mean, this was like, I mean, we like literally barely kissed. It was like innocent. It was like that age type thing. But I remember he was so stupid.
Yeah.
Really nice guy.
A lot of them are.
Not that intelligent. And I'm pretty quick and smart. So, like, yeah. I need someone who's like that. So, like,
you need somebody. Oh, my God. Speak of the fucking devil.
We dated for, like,
I got
literally,
a buzz.
Oh, it's now.
Buzzing. Fuck you.
Wait, answer.
No, I just gotta press the number. Perfect.
Oh, amazing.
Just press a number and we're good. I have no intention. No. Like texting me on the way and I'm like, I have to do things today. Yeah. And you're just like such an inconvenience. I've been really nice because it's like I have a lot of empathy.
Right.
In general. I think a lot of...
You're a good person.
I'm a good person, I would say, for the most part. I can be a cunt. But, yeah. Like, I'm a good person, and I've had a lot of empathy for him. Just, like, I don't know, somebody who wants to hurt somebody that they supposedly care about that much must be hurting really bad themselves.
I feel the same way.
So it's, like, I'm going to be nice because I just feel bad for you at the end of the day, you know?
I saw a thing, like about, like, how... I think it's like kind of like sociopathic, like narcissistic type people, really like people that are very high in their empathy. That's the people that get the most like sucked in because you understand where they're coming from. And it's crazy because I never thought of myself as like super empathetic. Like I'm someone where if my friend's like, oh, I'm just like so stressed out because like my boyfriend's being annoying, I'm like, fucking dump him. Like, you know,
it's so easy. It's so easy to say because I'm the same way. Like I did not tell anyone like about the shittiness of my relationship because I'm the friend that says like, fuck that motherfucker. He's a piece of shit. You're gold. Dump his ass. Like, don't give him the time of day. Block him. Here I am on the other end. I'm like, you are such a hypocrite.
Right.
Because I'm feeling bad for this guy who's treating me like absolute shit. It's hard. It's hard to be empathetic and then also like be like a strong woman.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's crazy that people would take advantage of it. It's like probably one of our better qualities to be like that empathetic and understanding. And then so to be have that taken advantage of, especially when you know that you don't need to be that way. Because some people I feel like they kind of like go with the flow because they want to make everyone happy because they're more insecure about themselves. And then there's a different kind of like where you can be a confident woman and you're strong, but it's because you care about people. And that's like, I always really, really hate when people take advantage of that because I'm like, dude, I'm not normally that caring and like kind of a person. I mean, I would say I'm like a good friend. Like I'm a nice person, but I wouldn't say like I like bend over backwards just to make someone happy. Like just because I want to make them happy. It's because like I care about them, whatever.
It's because I care about you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Not, I feel like some people do it more as like a need
people pleasing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely not like a people pleaser in that sense. So it's always crazy to me when like certain people can get under my skin and make me, you know, kind of be in that headspace when I'm like, oh, and you're now I hate that I was like that.
No, right? Like for real. And that's why I said it's like meeting the final boss, like the Bowser situation. It's like, okay, because like even before we started dating, I had like I'm like 3-4 years into therapy. So it's like I'm a pretty therapized bitch. Like I've really like worked very hard to like be a better version of myself, which the version of myself prior was just loaded with like trauma and shit and just projecting all my shit on other people that I was like exactly why I think I also have empathy for this person. It's like, ah, man, like
you've been
that's
there
what happens when you sense. Don't have therapy. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like that's the empathy coming in. But it's like. That's why it was like so hard. It's like, how the fuck did I get here?
Right.
And obviously talking to my therapist because I'm like beating myself up about it, like about the hypocrisy of it all, you know, of me being the person that's like strong and then also maybe the person that's like getting shit on, you know?
And letting them get away with it. I think though, and I've talked about this on like multiple episodes with different girlfriends, but I feel like a lot of times people who like to take advantage of that, they like to go for the strongest people because when they can take advantage of you, it makes them feel that much more powerful.
It's like, are they leveling up? They're leveling up from our power.
Yes, exactly.
And so, I feel like a lot, I'm just really not a fan of men right now. in general, but I feel like a lot of men like want to level up on a woman's power. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers 100%. Out here.
All the shittiest people I've like dated or like been with, I feel like they always like all the women they were with are like the most powerful, badass women. And we all look back and go like, how did we let this like mediocre man manipulate all of us?
The most mid there. Motherfucker yep. manipulate. Us.
And there's some people that allow that all the time. And then there's like some of us that's like, dude, like I would never let someone like that take
advantage.
No,
there are seriously who I feel like Meg the Stallion like always talks about this. She's like, I don't have the time. Or like I heard her on something just be like, no, if you don't do this, this and this, bye.
You're right.
And like that's it. And there are people who could literally like one person says the wrong thing to you and that's it. Cut, done. I'm so that way with people in right. general. Like if I meet somebody and I'm not vibing with them, I got the ick and like that's good. I'm good on our friendship. Like I don't need any more friends. So if I don't like you the second I meet you, bye. Right. But for some reason, I'll fucking date a guy for a year and a half who's like 10 times worse than anybody I've ever fucking met in real life.
Like, why do you think that is? Like, because, I mean, I can 100% relate to it. I'm just like...
You feel me?
You know, I
call it the pussy tangles.
Yeah, because I'm the same way. It's like, if someone says something I don't like, but then it's you start finding yourself making excuses for people that you're, like, romantically involved with.
Yep.
And I think partially, like, you and I are both sexual people.
Yes.
And I feel like when you get a little dick drunk, that's totally. Part of it.
It's the pussy tingles. The pussy tingles.
It is.
If somebody makes that pussy tingle...
You suddenly go, don't care that he's kind of a piece of shit.
Because, like, my pussy's going crazy for this. It's like this weird trauma bond, pussy tingle, sexual chemistry.
Right.
The chemistry is actually, which my therapist says, love her. She says it's actually not good to have like chemistry with people or that feeling, because what you're really doing is like picking up trauma bonds and embracing that. You feel me?
Yeah. I need
which
your
I'm
therapist.
Like, fuck, literally every single person I've ever dated. And guess what? Every single person I've ever dated, all shit, all trash. They're all trash.
See, I feel like I've dated two kinds of guys. I've dated people that I have like this crazy sexual chemistry with, mm-hmm. and most of them have turned out to be complete psychopaths.
Psychos.
And then I have like boyfriends that are like my best friends,
mm-hmm.
where we have like a really healthy relationship, but we don't like necessarily have that kind of like chemistry. And I'm always like, there's gotta be like a happy medium in the middle of
there,
like,
I think there
I,
is.
I haven't found it yet.
I think there is, and we just haven't found it yet.
Yeah.
But
that's
like,
what your soulmate would be, right?
I guess. I guess. But like also, is that like a kind of like toxic thing? You know, this soulmate, this one person for everybody. I mean, that can drive somebody fucking nuts.
Oh, 100%.
Like
you always wonder, like, you know, what if this isn't the person?
When I picture myself in the future, I don't picture myself with anyone anymore. Like I used to picture this like family, kids, like. The Midwesterners dream, you know, family, kids, picket fence, house, you know. But now I picture myself like this fucking very eccentric old woman with like long gray hair and like she's like a fucking witch and she has herbs and lots of cats and maybe a couple goats and like, I don't know, she just does a lot of drugs in her free time and fucking vibes. Like,
I always
you know,
said that I was like I want to be like the old woman like where all the kids on the street will be like, don't walk past the house.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
And I just got my like long gray hair and I come out and I'm just like vibing and like everyone's like, oh, like all the kids are like
but
scared.
But like that one like cool little kid will be like, make the best friends with us and then we'll teach them the way.
Yeah. Like we know everything.
know everything.
Like we're not actually scary.
Yeah.
We're just like, you know, probably a little lonely and like underfucked. So.
No, you can never be underfucked with the vibrators and the beauty of like.
Do you? Because I struggle with this because I mean, I love to masturbate and I feel like it does in a sense. But I don't know. It's never the same for me as like actually having sex. So I don't know. I feel like there's always like I could be like having the best orgasms of my life. And sometimes I'd honestly prefer some shitty kind of like mediocre sex where I didn't come
you
over
really
like
I think you really like the physical with somebody else.
I which like is, the connection.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was trying to explain it because like, I don't know. I saw this girl. I don't know. Do you know who Kazumi is? But she tweeted
something. Again,
like,
shit with names, great with faces.
She tweeted the other day something about like, you know, just because I like DM'd her. I was like, I need to have you in the podcast to talk about this.
Yeah.
But like, she said, you know, like casual sex with friends like can be meaningful. Like just because it's not romantic doesn't mean it's like emotionally like a emotional vacuum.
That's
like it
definitely
doesn't mean,
true.
Like, and I was like, I've always felt like that. Like, yes, a couple times I've had sex with people where I've gone like, wow, that was like kind of degrading. Like where I just was like, but a lot of times, like even if it's like super casual, even if you don't come, there's some kind of like emotional like energy exchange
totally
there that I like always really enjoy that I'm never gonna get from like, you know, masturbating, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I think like for a while I had a really decent fuck buddy who was like really just into like worshiping my pussy, and that was awesome. And I think that was like probably the most rewarding sex I've had with out of relationships even.
Right.
It's like, I might text him today.
Do it right now.
I might text him.
Do it right now. The minute I remember I came up to you and I was like, I love your song. And you were just like, immediately just like, hey. And like, I was just like, I'm going to be probably friends with this girl for years. Like,
yes, it only makes sense.
Well, I wanted to, because we did talk about this before we started, about the power of a blowjob. And that was
the power
I haven't
of a blowjob
really, like, talked about on the podcast before. So I wanted to like touch on that before we wrap up. But I know we were both saying, like, I was telling you that like I would only suck someone's dick if I was like dating them and they're like making me come. Because to me, I just didn't like, I felt like I was like, I wanted to withhold it. And that was the power. And then when I got older, I realized that there's so much power because like
sucking
so much
the
less,
dick before.
And there's so much less yeah. risk in a blowjob than like in sex and stuff like
yeah.
that. So I always feel like it's like, I'm like, oh, like now it's like a totally different situation. And you're kind of, I don't know. It's just,
no, it's I agree. So I'm a big suck the dick before.
Yeah.
And you were a big suck the dick after.
Yeah.
But I, like I said, the manipulation you have with a great blowjob is something that women will always be able to hold over men. Like if you want something, suck a dick. Which that is actually terrible and not feminist. Don't fucking do that, actually. But like if in a partner, I should say, if you want something, you can suck a dick for that.
Oh, 100%. I remember one time we were going to have a little like day drinking day. We'd all gone out one night. So a couple people stayed at my house. So we all woke up there in the morning. I think it was like it might have been like a Monday or something, but like my partner didn't have to go to work and the rest of us are all kind of degenerates who are artists, so we don't
yeah,
really have
we
normal
don't give
jobs.
A fuck.
And so we're all like, let's just, so we order some like White Claws. We're like, let's take shrooms and like hang out and do a pool day. And then my partner's like, he's like, oh fuck, he gets called into work, right? Honestly, I wouldn't have like decided to just like have a party there that day, you know, a small party without, you know, but it's because I thought he could stay.
Yeah.
We took a bunch of shrooms and we decided to paint this wall in my backyard, which is
so
the house
fun.
We were renting at the time, so you know that's probably not the best. And you know,
it's
we
fine.
Thought we made a
idea.
Beautiful art piece,
yeah.
And it just looked like absolute shit. And but like, so I remember he came home from work,
mm-hmm.
and he's tired. He's been working all day, and like he was hungover.
But you wanted him to hang out.
Well, he was like, I mean, he was hungover from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was gonna get to hang out with everybody, and then he had to leave while we all
Sad.
Hung out, and he had to go into the office,
yeah.
and he comes home. So. You know, you're bummed, you're hungover, you're tired.
Yeah.
And I just remember him opening the back door, like the sliding glass door. And I had let my like friend who was visiting like borrow some of his clothes and he got like paint on them and shit. And
oh,
he like
no.
looks outside and we're all like just being like little like hee, like little pieces of shit running around, like, oh, we're laughing so hard.
Cause
like
we took shrooms. A great time.
But yeah, and he just like and he looks at the wall
so sad.
And it's like covered in paint. And he just looks at me and he goes, Carter, what the fuck? And I turn around to everybody else and I go, hold on, let me go deal with this.
And you gave him a blowjob.
And I was like, you want me to suck your dick? And he was like, no, like, I'm not in the mood right now. And I'm like, but like, please. And then it was so funny because it was like, then he's like, okay, fine. And then he's like in a great mood and we go out. I'm like, oh, and everyone's like, oh, you guys, like, we're not, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a blowjob.
It's just a blowjob.
Yeah.
They're simple, man.
Yeah, they're
simple. Dicks. They think with it. Yeah. And so if you can manipulate that, you're good. You can basically have anything.
Well, I think with a blowjob,
except like healthy communication. Yeah.
Mutual respect.
Mutual respect. Help around the house. Any kind of fucking thing you really need.
I feel like, no, I feel like, but you're like, hey, babe, if you do the dishes, like, you know? You're like, because you said you're really using it now as like a reward for good behavior.
I also have associated them with dogs as well. So you just like, it's like training. It's basic training.
Little Pavlovs. They see
dogs.
The dishes in the sink and their dick just gets hard because they know if they clean them, you're going to suck it.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, after a while, too, like for me, it's like I said earlier, I was like, I know that I can lock somebody down with a couple, like some blowjobs. Like, I know you're going to be thinking about that for years to come. I've actually had guys tell me, like, yo, I still like married. Married guys, because they're fucking filthy and you can't trust them. But tell me, like, I still think about your blowjobs in like a fucking DM. And I'm like, bro, you're fucking disgusting. I hate you. I want to send this to your wife, but you have kids. I don't want to ruin their lives. But also, like, the power of a fucking blowjob, my dog. They will never forget.
No, they will.
They will do things for you.
Yep.
So there is that. But then again, trash. Yeah. I've seen.
Yeah. Also, there you have it. Yeah, whether you use it as a reward or a preemptive strike, I feel like there's always yeah, there's always a good way to you know, approach a blowjob and use it for your own benefit, because, you know, a lot of times it's not actually that enjoyable.
Use the blowjob for your own benefit, because if you're not using it for your own benefit, then what the fuck is it good for?
Yeah, girls are like, I love giving a blowjob. I'm like, yeah, okay, me too, to a certain extent. But you know why I like it is because I know how much they like it. It's not like I actually just like enjoy shoving something down my throat.
No,
it's that I know what that shoving it down my throat is, like what it's doing to somebody else, and that's what I'm enjoying. It's not.
Yeah.
If you're like, I mean, it's, do I sit at home with a dildo just being like, oh God, I love it, you know?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're, the reason why you like it is because they fucking like it.
Yeah,
like,
it's like,
don't
pretend,
yeah, it's like,
turning
you just love
me on
it
to turn you,
yes,
on.
Exactly.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it's 100% fine.
I don't want to like do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm begrudgingly doing it, but if you're enjoying it, I'm getting into it.
Right,
you
exactly
know?
It's not that you're not enjoying it. No, exactly. I feel like people need to stop saying, they're like, I'm just like, I love sucking dick. I'm like,
also,
stop trying to be such a pleaser.
That's a pick me bitch.
It is a pick
I'm
me bitch.
I'm sorry. I don't mean, I'm sorry,
I'm not like
ladies.
Other girls. I love
I,
gagging.
I'm not
talk
like other girls. I love to swallow cum. Like, shut the fuck up. You want salty, creamy cottage cheese down your throat? Get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry. Like, shade thrown, whatever.
On that note. Thank you so much for coming on
Thank
today.
Thank you so much.
It was, honestly, this is the most we've gotten to talk in a minute, so I'm pretty excited.
The Tito's has hit.
Yeah. That's why I was like, honestly, like, we can just chit chat because we even like talked to him forever.
I love how we really didn't like the blowjobs was like the only topic.
Yeah,
we
that's
were,
the
like,
only one. And I
kind of
wrap that in the end. Well, tell everyone how they can find you, support you.
Oh, the music is Bonnie Darko. It's wild, slut, alt. It's fucking unhinged. Okay. There is talk of eating ass. There is talk of just being a powerful ass bitch.
Your new song, Pete Davidson, is
is out now, which obviously I love guys with a little trauma. So very fitting. But yeah, Bonnie Darko, go check it out. It's all over every streaming platform. You can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Insta, on
Spotify.
What is it? What's the new thing? Threads.
Oh, Threads. I haven't breached Threads yet, but I probably will eventually.
Oh, I've been going off on Threads.
Because I left X.
I can't. I'm the transphobia of it all. I can't fucking deal with it. So absolutely not. You will not see me on X.
Yeah.
Ever again.
I can't.
Fuck X.
And
fuck Elon Musk.
I can't, every time I have to like want to pull it up and I have to, I'm like, oh yeah, wait, it's not Twitter, it's X now.
No,
like,
it's literally it disgusts me. I'll be on Threads.
And I was
you.
Like the biggest like Twitter like hoe in the world for years.
I never got into it, but like lately, like I got into it and I also say the filthiest shit, but sometimes it's like hard, like I forget to like write it out.
Right.
So now on Threads, I've been like putting my thoughts
putting
in there.
That's yeah. I need to get back into that. I feel like for so long, I mean, I'd be someone who'd be tweeting like all day, like saying wild shit. And then I don't know, like after the pandemic, I just kind of needed a break. And yeah. now I have the podcast. So I'm like,
so now we're back to filthy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. It's been, I'm like, let's like, you know, I don't want to, you know, give away all the good thoughts before I just spew them out like hot garbage on here. So
it's hot garbage. And I love it. I love it.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I love you so much.
I love you.
You know, it's so much. Kisses.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed and even learned a few things. You can catch a new episode of X Version every Friday. In the meantime, follow us for more at Woo More Play. And don't forget to leave a rating and review. We're choosing random reviewers to send free Woo More Play gifts to all the time. Until next time.